Talktainment Radio, Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Alrighty, welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. The contact number for today is 1-877-932-9766. We would like for your calls to come in. But before we get started on today's program, we would like for you not to call in right at this particular moment, because we want to give Mr. Fuller a chance to address today's topic, being Wednesday, March the 20th, which is the GQ. That stemmed from a response from one of our loyal listeners or callers, made an observation that I think that needs to be shared. So hold off on your calls just for a moment. We're going to give Mr. Fuller a chance to address it and something that you need to hear. You can listen to the program also by going to the YouTube channel, typing in the word Talktainment, and then there's a place for you to type in the word radio, and then Talktainment number 2, and then you're right there. When you're there, hit the subscribe and the like button. We would like for you to go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and just click Listen Live. That's all you have to do. I believe we had some issues last week. I hope that that those issues aren't there. I got tons of Gmails explaining what the situation was. So hopefully that is cleared up. If not, Gmail me, and I'll give you the Gmail address in a moment, and then let me know so that we can address that. The Gmail address is 7, the numeral 7, MrBobby@gmail.com. And, of course, you can also, at the end of the program, if you'd like, you can go to facebook.com/TalkTainment, and you can hear the program all over again. Mr. Fuller is on the line live from Washington, D.C., and our custom is to ask Mr. Fuller to say good morning, and how are you, Mr. Fuller?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Okay, you're coming in loud and clear. The program today is going to be entitled VGQ. And, Mr. Fuller, before the callers call in, and callers, don't call in yet, I'll give you this the signal when to call in, please. What is VGQ, and how does VGQ work in an explanation, please, sir?
Well, it's a term that I made up and put into the additional volume to the basic code book, counter-racist code, in the word guide. And it's a term that I made up that means victims guaranteed qualification. That's VGQ. That way people can remember it pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If they think of VGQ, then they think of what does that mean? So it's victims guaranteed qualification. What victim? The victim of white supremacy. And what guaranteed qualification does a victim of white supremacy have? one that you just assume on your own that you're qualified. You don't wait for anybody else to qualify you to do something. And that something is what? Victims guaranteed qualification. You're qualified to do what as a victim of white supremacy? You're qualified to say anything that you want to say about race, racism, and or counter-racism. You're qualified to say anything about race, being a victim of racism. You're automatically qualified to say whatever you choose to say about race, racism, which is white supremacy, and or counter-racism, which means anything against racism and or white supremacy during the existence of white supremacy. And that includes anything that he or she chooses to say as it pertains to what white supremacy is, how it works, how non-white persons are victimized by it, and or what to do or not do about it. Now, why did I come up with that compensatory term? Compensatory meaning making up for what's missing, or thinking in terms of, is a term like that needed? Do you have to have a term like that? And what is this supposed to do that has a constructive result? Well, the reason I inaugurated the term, that I invented the term, made it up, is because I saw that black people were spending a lot of time, non-white people, going at each other about each other's opinions about race, racism, or counter-racism. And I asked myself, with all of this back and forth and exchanging, and sometimes people getting very angry, people stop speaking to each other and that type of thing, and people who were really into it, who were really concerned about it, and having endless arguments about it, and contradicting almost everything that the other person would say, and not agreeing on anything, and thinking that they have to agree, that that's mandatory, and the result was just chaos. I never saw anything grow out of that that was any of any constructive value, because it's just like prisoners of war or people who are in on a slave ship arguing about their chains or arguing about who likes the captain and who doesn't, and arguing about little small things about whether or not if they had a slave ship of their own, and things like that. And at the end of the day, they're all just slaves or prisoners of war on a slave ship. If they're slaves, they're on that ship, chained together anyway, no matter what their viewpoint is anyhow, after they're exhausted from arguing. Or if they're prisoners of war, which, if you're a victim of racism, you are a prisoner of war. The war is still going on. And prisoners just in the prison yard, just arguing and sometimes having a fight about each other's viewpoint on how to approach racism, what to say about it, what not to say about it, how to feel about it. One person says, well, I don't see nothing wrong with racism. Another person says, well, I don't even know what you're talking about because it doesn't even exist. And so everybody just argues and argues and argues. At the end of the day, they're all just prisoners milling around in the prison yard, and the warden is still doing his thing. And so that's why I came up with the term, victims guaranteed qualification. If you're a victim of racism, you can say anything you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And Neely Fuller is not qualified to counter what you're saying.
Okay.
He just listens to what you're saying and then asks for the floor so he can say what he's got to say. But it doesn't have anything to do with what you said. It just has to do with his opinion on what? His opinion on the problem. See, everybody to step to the mic and give their opinion of the problem and what to do about it without commenting on what the other person said at all. I mean, just say that, hey, according to the code, the way you handle that is, if they say in a practical sense, if anyone would ask Neely Fuller, well, what do you have to say about what the mayor said the other day of some black city? What do you have to say about that? And what I will say, according to the code, is that he or she said what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, yeah, but what do you have to say about it? I mean, you know, you don't talk in riddles. Well, what do you have to say about what she said or he said? And I'll just repeat it again. And then I'll give them the reason why I gave that kind of answer. Victims guaranteed qualification. Say the person can say anything they want to about their condition. You know, they can say they like their condition. That is the best thing that ever happened to them. Being a victim of racism, being a slave on a plantation is just wonderful. They love it. They can say that. That's their opinion.
Yes.
They are the slave. I mean, they're the ones that are doing the work. They're the ones that, you know, the one slave say, well, I'm suffering. I can't stand this. Not one more day. And the slave next to him in that cotton row, given a plantation example, says, I like picking cotton. You know, I can't wait to get out here. I love this. Say, yeah, but you're not getting paid and you're being whipped and all like that. Oh, who cares about that? That little whipping that they give me, I mean, you know, that just gives me more energy to pick more cotton. And a couple of slaves next to him might look at each other and say, he's lost his mind. Well, what does that mean? Well, it just means to, hey, he said what he said. She said what she said. You just figure out what you're going to do. That's the United Independent way.
Okay. Well, with that being said, and I really hate this, I lost the Gmail that brother or sister, well, I'm going to say Nawab, had mentioned that prompted me to do the subject matter of VGQ. But if I could paraphrase, the email suggested that when people call in, you call in, you know, one time and give other people a chance to call in. The email also suggested that you read Mr. Fuller's book because this person with their VGQ has taken an observation and noticed that people ask generally the same questions that Mr. Fuller or that you answer constantly, which would tend to make someone think that they're not reading the book. This is not a game. White supremacy is not a game. There are suggestions in the book that Mr. Fuller has written, but you have to read them to understand them and then to ask questions, because we all know that asking questions can lead to answers. Nawab, I can't do you any justice because I had the email up here, or Gmail up here, but I lost it. So let me just go to the one that you have written. This was from February the 27th. He was saying, or she, the email said, I want to clarify the ADOS, or the Black American Descendants of Slavery Movement, is all about, what it's all about. The caller from last week only got a small part of it. What this movement is very constructive, methodical, and a productive movement. It is not diverse, it is just specific. It is not dribbling down the ball down the court like fighting for civil rights or fighting worldwide battles that we'll never win by chasing intangibles. It is taking off from half court and jamming the ball through the rim like Dr. J style. Furthermore, what it is a collection of black people in North America who've united across religious, ideological, regional, and political party affiliations to get on code and push for tangibles from those aspiring to be president in 2020. We're the ones who've made the reparations issues a litmus test for any of these candidates running for president for the first time in history. And to debunk the lie that has been put out there by the white supremacist liberals, we're not funded by Russia, neither are we Russian bots. We're real people with a common agenda who are on code and one accord, and it is a threat to the status quo. This is us putting our small dent in the system of white supremacy. Mr. Fuller, you've heard of people speaking about the ADOS movement. What are your thoughts on in regards to white supremacy?
I've heard people speaking about what? ADS movement?
ADOS. African descendants of slavery.
I never heard of it.
Okay.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Okay. We did have it on a program a few weeks ago.
Is it an organization?
There are a group of people that are out there that have spoken to this issue, African descendants of slavery, and I do get Gmails from around the world with people who are bringing this to the forefront, and some of it does have to do with reparations, but that's another issue, so we'll go from there. Okay, the phone lines are now open. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get into the show, and we'll see what's going on. Mr. Fuller, we'll go to the Gmails right now. A question comes from Brother Daryl. He says, Mr. Fuller, what is your take on R. Kelly and Michael Jackson have been made the face of sexual abuse and pedophilia, all while prominent white men accused far worse sex crimes continue to get a pass after pass after pass? We see R. Kelly having an emotional meltdown on national TV interview, and that meltdown is used as a ratings gold for, in this case, CBS. Then Jackson, who's been dead for almost 10 years and who cannot defend himself, has his legacy further tarnished. Next, they'll be back on OJ just in time for the 25th anniversary of the Brentwood murders. So I know, Mr. Fuller, what the code book says, but as a man, what is your immediate reaction to those things, watching them happen in real time, and how we have some Negro collaborators assisting in the demonization and conviction in both real court and in the court of public opinion?
Well, the code is designed to say a whole lot of different things about that. You can just select almost anything because it all adds up to the same thing. But I'll just use one thing that the code says about all of that type of talk. You say four things. Many people have been harmed unjustly, or words to that effect. Many people have been harmed who should not be harmed. Those are the specific words. That's number one. Number two, many people are to blame. Number three, the people who are most to blame are hiding in plain sight. Number four, the people who are most to blame are all white supremacists, meaning anything that happens during the system of white supremacy, you just broad brush it. You don't have to just get panicky about every detail that comes up, or whether somebody's going to go, who's going to be the villain of today,
mm-hmm.
who's going to be the black person who raped somebody today. You just simply say, we're in the system of white supremacy. So the victims of white supremacy might do anything, because that's a bogus system to start with. The entire system is rotten to the core. So all kind of rotten things happen. So who's to blame for these rotten things that happen in the system of white supremacy? The white supremacists. They are most to blame. Now, the individuals are to blame for doing whatever they do. That baby that knocked the vase off the table, the baby did it. You saw the baby do it. You're sitting right there. You can't say the baby didn't do it. Yeah, but question is raised. Who's in charge of the baby? You look around for, wait a minute, the baby's in here knocking all the vases off the table. Who's in charge of this baby? Whose child is this? See, the non-white people of this planet in the system of white supremacy are all children. Let's nail that down. All of us. I'm a child. Somebody called me a man just a minute ago. I think it was you, Mr. Bobby. I mean, you know, yeah, I'm not qualified to be a man in the system of white supremacy. All right, according to the code.
Yes.
See, man means manager. I don't manage anything. I'm a child. I was raised illegitimately. I'm an illegitimate child of the system of white supremacy, and so is every black person on this planet here in 2019. Let's nail that down. They are the ones in charge of everything, including what areas are going to get flooded. Because they build the dams. Black people are not building nothing except what the white supremacists tell them to build. And tell them to tear down and tell them to tear up what the white supremacists say. That's what white supremacy means.
Yes, sir.
In all nine areas of activity. So, and to reiterate the answer to that question, you don't have to think about it from day to day. Because it's going to be dozens of things that come up. Oh, yeah, they're going after this black person. This black person did this. This black person, destroyed Rome. This black person started World War II. This black person raped everybody. This black, you know, and some of the black people are doing these rapes.
Yes.
And all like that. But here's what. You look around, who's in charge of this child? Who raised this child? Who taught this child? Who told this child what it could do and what it could not do? Right from birth, and even before birth, because the mother of that child was taught. And who taught the mother? The white supremacists, if you're black. All right? We don't have any independent knowledge and understanding of anything. I know I don't. I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to break away from it, but that's breaking training.
Yes.
And the white supremacist is very harsh on you when you break your training. See, we're supposed to be like animals, like dogs. When we break training, they get harsh.
Yes.
All right? But when we do things, I mean, you know, hey, you bring the dog into the house, the dog just says, well, you brought me into the house. This is not my natural habitat. And so, you have to train that dog not to be on the sofa and all like that.
Absolutely. Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, this is what I'm going to do. All you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and when you do, There's a bar up there that says programs. Hit that bar, and there you will find a list of all the programs that are on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And they are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click one or two, or maybe three. Give it a checkout to see what it's all about. And find something that you might like or understand, which maybe you don't know. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And today's topic is VGQ. What is it and how does it work? This is for Wednesday, March the 20th. I did find that Gmail, Mr. Fuller, and here's what it says. I've got to be honest and say that there have been some great shows for most of this year, and thank you. I was a little disappointed in the quality of the audio last week, but I know you guys will work it out. Mr. Fuller's voice would sometimes overmodulate, and some with some of the callers. And speaking of the callers, Mr. Fuller, some of them either in their VGQ or questions, continue to ask the same questions that you, Mr. Fuller, have answered multiple times in the past 5 years since you've been on this air talking on Talktainment Radio. Let me say to some of these callers not to call in asking for Mr. Fuller's opinion about another victim of white supremacy, just so you can take his words and then make them the topic for your next YouTube show, i.e. Neely Fuller condemns, and so hoping that it generates likes, shares, and in turn profit yourself. You all should know by now that Mr. Fuller doesn't get into personal opinions or comments on things he has little to or no knowledge of. So if you want to know his opinion, just ask him. And if he knows, let him explain. If he doesn't, say okay and either move on to your next question or end the call now, unless he or Mr. Bobby asks you for your explanation of the situation. Otherwise, all what you're doing is bidding of the white supremacist in spreading chaos and confusion. Now, I have an issue with those questions about how to handle white supremacists on the job, because in those situations, Mr. Fuller is working each caller through their individual situation, i.e. problem solving, which is what this show is all about. Last thing, Mr. Fuller, there was one caller last week who was allowed to call in 3 times. That shouldn't be. One call per show, please, so Mr. Bobby can take as many calls as possible and get to the backlog of Gmails. Finally, I will say to the callers to use better discretion in what you ask or offer. Either read the book or review some of the past shows for clarity. Mr. Fuller, this person has made an observation, which I had mentioned, and gave his VGQ on that. And I know that it's his VGQ, but in brief, before we go to break, what do you have to say about that?
All I can say about that is what I said earlier. The first thing I said about in this program, because the issue was VGQ. I just say VGQ. Person didn't ask me anything, as far as I know.
No.
And if he or she did, I just gave my opinion of what the issue is. See, I'm always addressing racism, counter-racism, or race itself.
Correct.
Race, racism, counter-racism.
Correct.
These are the 3 things. That's what I do on the program. And I do it from the code book. Everything that I'm saying has been directly, indirectly associated with what I've written.
Correct.
So I'm just repeating what I've written. But that comes under, I'm just using VGQ myself, my viewpoint. But I tell people, if I'm not making sense to you about anything that I say, or everything that I say, then back away from it and go with what you have to say, whomever you may be. That's the VGQ factor. And that's to keep, like I said, reiterating, what is the purpose of VGQ? To keep black people from spending a whole lot of time paying attention to who's going to get the best grade for counter-racism this week, or who the Uncle Tom is for next week. I mean, the Tom of the week. A lot of black people I've noticed years past spend a whole lot of time just going from that one to the other. Who's going to be the black person that I'm going to attack next week?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. And podcasts are available. That is radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More of your Gmails. And hopefully, since the phone lines are now open, you can call in. All this and more coming up on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thank you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disney. IT. That's 614-707-7447.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And today's topic is VGQ. What it is. And how it works. Phone lines are out now open. You can call 1-877-932-9766 for your questions that you would like for Mr. Fuller to ask. Before we go on, this is from the Gmails from Brother Thompson. He just mentioned that on March the 18th was the birthday or breath day of Dr. Frances Cress Welsing. She would have been 84 years old on the 18th Monday. And he said that he knew that the show would not be until today, the 20th, but he wanted to make that known and remembrance of Frances Luella Welsing, March the 18th, 1935. She passed away January the 2nd, 2016. And you knew her very well, didn't you, Mr. Fuller?
Well enough in a counter-racist context. When I met her, that was the context in which I met her, and that was consistent down through the years. We used to talk almost every day at one time, talking about the situation back in the 1960s, and just throw ideas back and forth. Sometimes with a third person, a Dr. Carl Hutchison, mm-hmm. out of Chicago. He's passed on now. I hope he wouldn't mind me mentioning his name. But we used to just talk about the race issue all the time. I mean, nonstop. Getting weary. I mean, bleary-eyed. I'm falling off to sleep almost. discussing what it is, how it works, and what to do about it. So Dr. Welsing, at a certain point, saying, well, she was going to concentrate on the why. And I elected to consider all of the whys, but to make it my focus to what to do about it. And so that became more or less the way that we went with it.
Yes,
down
sir.
Through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept in contact with each other pretty close. But during the waning years of her existence here on the planet, I was no longer in contact with her like I was in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
And starting with about 2007. And so I don't know, from 2007 up until the day that she expired. I don't know very much about the type of speeches she was making and that sort of thing. tend to believe that she was pretty consistent, that she couldn't have changed that much, and that whatever she was saying when she started off, she was pretty consistent about what she was saying right up until the day that she died. And I know for sure that I've been that way.
Yes, sir. Okay. This is from Brother Mac. He says this, Mr. Fuller, just got a question for you after looking over your movie list recently. I looked at it and noticed that there weren't that many films directed or produced by blacks and starring a majority black cast outside of I Think You Had, quote, Nothing But a Man, end of quote. And I Think, quote, Sounder, end of quote, on the out on there. But since there are no Spike Lee, Robert Townsend, Melvin Van Peebles, John Singleton films, is there a reason why you don't have more black type films on your list? Could it be go ahead, Mr. Fuller.
No, go ahead.
He says, could it be because you haven't seen that many, or because you may think that there's nothing we can learn from any of them since we're all black ourselves? Just a thought and a question I have after looking over your list.
Well, in the first place, I think I also have some of Spike Lee's there. Do the Right Thing, that's for sure. And Malcolm X, that's for sure. Those are two of Spike Lee's, Mr. Spike Lee's movies.
Yes.
Right. That's on that list. I may not have said it on the day when I presented the list over the air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still intending to get it on my website. I keep, for some reason, that keeps being held up. But, that is what it is. But I have listed those, a number of movies on the air, on this program. So I do know that that is on the list, Do the Right Thing, and also Malcolm X. Movies with lessons. Now, there are a lot of movies people have recommended to me, that one of which I have, but I've never seen it, even though it doesn't take any time to see a movie, but I just haven't gotten around to seeing it, and that is The Matrix.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have said there's a lot of lessons in that movie. I've heard people mention that all down through the years. Say, how can you miss The Matrix? Well, just because it's not on the list that I have, I mean, I'm just putting it out there now. But those who have seen The Matrix, or those who are familiar with it or not familiar with it, maybe that's a movie that should be seen. I'll get around to seeing it, because I have a number of movies that I would like to get around to seeing. But the main thing I'm looking for, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of lessons that I want people to look for in movies, in any movie that you happen to be looking at. Now, if you're not learning something from everything that you're looking at, then what's the point in looking at it? When I say learn something, I mean learn something about what is constructive and what is non-constructive. That's what you should be doing, looking at a movie or a play or looking at what's going on right out your window. It's either going to fall in one of two categories: what's constructive, what is non-constructive. And some motion pictures have constructive lessons in them if you look for them, I mean, almost in every scene. And, it's up to the person who is observing the movie to decide what movies to look at. Just because I don't have it on the list doesn't say that you don't look at it. You look, but some movies are, there's not a lot of lessons there, in my opinion. But that doesn't say, just because that's my opinion, that the movie doesn't have lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But look for the main lesson in every movie. A movie called The Hustler. I know that's on my list. That movie is loaded with lessons.
Is that the one with Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason?
Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason. It's up front about pool shooting. But it's not just about pool shooting. It's about people and values. All right? And it's all about the main thing, which I started to say a while ago, individuality, because that's what the whole code is based on. the value of the individual person. I mean, you know, you listen to, you know, you pass people on the streets and all like that. I mean, what is the value of an individual person? And what is that individual person? What is that individual person's value in his or her head? What kind of values does that person have? What kind of principles does that person have? Even with his or her flaws, because all people have flaws. That's another thing. I look for movies where they show a person's flaws. All right, like in Casablanca, Rick Blaine, when he was asked by a German officer in one of the scenes in the movie, he was asked a question by Major Strauser, I think the character's name was, said, what is your nationality? He said, I'm a drunkard. And then the other person, played by Claude Rains, sitting across the table, said, that makes Ricky citizen of the world.
Okay.
You know, and so, but he was just saying, he was pointing out his own flaw.
Yes.
It's very important for a person to know what their own flaws are. When you look out at the world and talking about everybody else's flaws, there's an old blues song that says, fool, you accuse me, take a look at yourself.
All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And those who are familiar with the show know that at this particular time is a time that we have set aside for Mr. Fuller to speak about his book. So, Mr. Fuller, speak about your book.
The book is called The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. Those words, like all words, don't mean anything until you look in the book and see what they mean, because they are explained in the beginning of the book. All words should be explained, particularly when they're just kind of thrown together and they're not familiar with, people are not familiar with the term. The average person, if I said, I have a book, it's entitled The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, that wouldn't mean anything to anybody, including me, until I explain each one of those words.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is a more explicit title. I have three titles on the book, actually, on the cover of the revised expanded edition. The one that's right in your face that most people can understand is the textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
A textbook workbook for thinking, for speaking, shows you some things about what to say and what not to say, and for acting, things to do and things definitely don't do. Suggestions, that's what they are, just suggestions. For whom? For victims of white supremacy. Now, I think most people can understand that title. How to think, or what to think, or at least think about it. Not just trying to dictate to you, but give it some thought. And some suggestions about what to say about things when you're in situations where you're fumbling for words on a job or whatnot. You're fumbling for words. You're in trouble, all right? Or look like trouble's fixing to get started, or you're trying to get somebody else out of trouble. What words do you use? What words do you not use? When somebody calls your name, what do you say? What do you do? See, thought, speech, action. It should be in that order. You think, then you speak,
mm-hmm.
then you act. But you always start with what? Thinking first. So you can get the book, because the whole book is about that. Thinking, speaking, and acting as a victim of racism. What do you do in every circumstance, in all nine areas of activity? Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex. Lots of things about sex and war, because we're all in a war. What do you do? What do you not do? Some ideas about what to think, and definitely what to say, because sometimes words can get you in trouble or out of trouble. All right? That's what you go to court for. They're not doing anything but just moving words around. That's all that's going on in a court. They're moving words around. But the words that they move around will have an effect on, presumably, everybody who is in the court, including spectators. Okay? So the book is about that, the realities of your existence on this planet if you're classified as non-white. You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com.
All righty. Producejustice.com. Okay, let's go back to the Gmails. And here's one from Brother Smothers. He says this, Mr. Fuller. Under the system of white supremacy, would it benefit anyone for a black male to attempt marriage with a non-white female who already has children slash a child with a male slash man?
Oh, that's the person's personal choice, whether or not you can. Hear again, everything is constructive and non-constructive. If you can do it and make the result constructive, if you do all the figuring up front, because all the figuring is supposed to be up front. I mean, not as you go along. You do everything up front. Can I, how, if I do this, is it going to have a constructive result for everybody involved? Or is it going to make a situation that's questionable worse than it already is? Every situation that you walk into voluntarily, you should be able to make that situation better. Okay? As whether you're going into a so-called one-on-one sexual relationship, or whether you are getting into a car with your buddies and they say they go in and rob somebody. They got a car full of guns. You, and I've given this illustration before, mm-hmm. You got a decision to make.
Yes.
And according to the code, what does the record show that when people engage in that type of thing and think that they're going to do it for a lifetime or for the next 10 or 15 years without something real ugly happening? So you look at the record of people who have gone before you with the same type of resources that you have in anything that you do.
Yes, sir.
That includes relationships. You make a study first. All right? And then you talk to the person that you're going to be involved with. And because everything is going to be either constructive or non-constructive. There's no such thing as in between.
Yes. Wow. All righty. Let's continue on. From Roop Dog says this. Mr. Fuller, is there a difference between the terms human trafficking, involuntary servitude, and slavery in the system of white supremacy racism?
Well, here we get into the word guide, procedures, according to the code. Whenever anybody uses a term, even if you have looked the term up in 100 different ways in 100 different dictionaries, it's not for you to make a call of what the word means. When you hear another person use the same term that you have researched, you want to know what that person means. That's very important. Otherwise, you're going to have an argument, you know, and because that's where it's going to lead, because you have a misunderstanding. One person has a definition of the term that's completely alien to the definition that you have. They have their definition. They might have even made up one, like I do. I make up terms using the same words, rather familiar words, and give the compensatory definition to it. Because all I'm trying to do is just accomplish a job. A word is nothing but a tool.
Compensatory definition, one that you made up.
Yes, right, meaning you're making up for a lack of substance,
okay,
according to you,
okay,
in the definitions that other people have given you. Like the word justice. For years, I was hearing And I read it in different dictionaries, the definition for the word justice. And I didn't like any of them. But one thing, they used the word fair a lot.
What is fair?
And so I was thinking, what is the word fair associated with?
Yes.
Fair is associated with the word white. My fair lady. She has fair skin.
Yes.
All right. Lady fair. Usually referring to something white. All right. So I'm saying justice is white. See? Trick terminology.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion. And I'm saying, no, you know, we need a better definition of that. Well, you say, well, I want justice. Say, oh, you want me to treat you fairly. And the person automatically will say, yeah, you know, I want fair play. All right. Oh, you want me to treat you? You want me to treat you like you're white, but you ain't white. You're black. You know? There you go. So, you know, hey, there's a difference between white and black in the system of white supremacy for sure. Okay? So, for clarity and for universality, I came up in 1994 with a compensatory definition for justice. And it is one, two parts, guaranteeing, number one, guaranteeing that no person is mistreated, and part two, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. And so far, I don't think that definition will be beat. It probably can be, but that's my position right now. I haven't heard anybody come up with a better one. And it's something you can measure. See, just to say that I want fair play, what does that mean? That's too abstract. Lots of words have definitions that really don't tell you much. But you know when somebody's being mistreated. Babies almost know when somebody's being mistreated. A child of three knows when, or six rather, I will say, when the judgment kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
A teacher goes down the line of students and puts an orange on everybody's desk and skips over little Willie over there. Willie sees everybody else gets an orange, and this actually happens, all right, where teachers got pets.
Yes, all right,
yes. Got people that they don't like, okay? They gave everybody an orange and then put one on my desk. Walk right past me with the oranges. And so you sit there and see everybody at lunchtime eating their orange. And you're the only one sitting there. You're just a little child. You're not saying nothing. But you don't have anything to eat. That's cruel. That's mistreatment. You guarantee that nobody's mistreated. And you guarantee that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. When? All the time. That's when. And that's what the white supremacists have to learn. They give lip service all the time to that word justice. But then they define it, talking about, I'll give you fair play, which means, I'll do what a white person usually does to a person who's black.
Yes. Okay.
And you know where that record is.
Yeah, we know what that is. Okay, that's the end of the first hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Stay tuned for the second hour of the compensatory concept on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.